Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's been a while, Jacob, but we still got the technical glitches down.
Good.
So, I tried to think of something sentimental to play, like some stand or something like that, but I just couldn't find anything.
I feel 16 under is pretty sentimental.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm Jay Davis.
This is Jacob Curran.
And, we kind of felt like, I did anyway, we needed to, bring things back from the grave, so to speak. Just let the 7 listeners that we do have know that we're still here. Things have been pretty crazy. I think the last episode, the audience was introduced to the drunk bum.
Yeah. We forgot about him.
Yeah, and he forgot about his internship. So, drunk bum's not here.
He's fired.
And as of yet, I've been unable to locate Ernie.
Artistic difference.
Well, Ernie, real quick, if you're listening, which I know you are, Ernie, give us a call. So we'd love to have you back. No one makes haste and voodoo cake quite like you.
I'm still not trying it.
I had a birthday pass. No haste and voodoo cake. Feel the same. So, I guess the update here is, and probably the way to start this whole thing, is why we've been gone for a year plus now, I suppose.
Just about.
Long story short, I lost my cool a little bit and made a phone call that I quickly regretted. And then ended up regretting that phone call for another 10 months afterwards behind prison walls. So that's what happened to me. That's where I was. Jacob here, on the other hand, has been, quickly building his resume as a grown-up, getting ready to head out of town. So if I'm able to continue the show, if we don't get shut down, there's no way they'll find this bunker.
No.
But
they found our last one, where there were some firebombs, but... This new one's pretty good.
That's a little hint, isn't it?
Yeah.
Coded message, Jacob. Firebomb. All right. So, yeah. If I continue to do the show solo, it just doesn't feel right.
Well, I know there's some sort of Skyping thing you can do on here.
I just saw the button a minute ago. You're right.
Yeah. Maybe I can type on it. If not, there's an iPad. We could prop me up on a stick. Call it good.
R2 Jacob.
Lost some weight.
Nice. Okay. Well, it won't feel the same doing a show without Jacob around, but I'm pretty sure that he'll be around from time to time, just as Ernie was.
I promise I won't make any Haitian food cake.
I really expected him to call.
Yeah.
By now. Ernie, we're counting on you.
He's up to something. He's probably doing something right now.
Nobody gains publicity like Ernie Chambers.
I think he's like suing Thor now, maybe. Maybe.
Well, speaking of suing people,
yeah.
Nice segue.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I know that the little episode information kind of hints to us detailing what's next in the whole road to revolution, I suppose. And I don't know that I can really speak too freely about things, but I know that. The gist of things is all public information, and those of you that are listening are at least savvy enough to be able to find that stuff. I guess I'll go back. And the state of Nebraska, the Department of Health and Human Services, what are they called? The Nebraska Families Corruption Collaborative.
Sounds about right.
they're no longer in the picture. Doesn't make what they did go away, and it doesn't make me forgiving. I'm not that type. They attacked my family. They destroyed my family, and they did it illegally. So August 9th, Tuesday, I believe it was, after giving fair warning to NSCA and their attorneys and trying to engage in some kind of frank discussion with them and being turned away at every turn, Well, long story short, Tuesday, I made a visit to the federal courthouse here in Omaha and filed a lawsuit in federal court against the state of Nebraska, the Department of Health and Human Services and Nebraska Families Collaborative, Beneficial Behavioral Health, Capstone Behavioral Health, Sarpy County Attorney's Office, and then several individuals who I won't name. So that's kind of exciting. And I don't know. The thing is, I'm gonna go this road alone, it looks like, just because I don't trust attorneys, and I'm gonna fight this one on my own. So I think I will do the show a little bit. I think it's therapeutic. And so I invite anyone listening to continue to listen and call in. Maybe we haven't given the call-in number, and that's why Ernie hasn't called.
Dang it, Ernie.
He used to have it on speed dial.
Yeah.
Ernie Chambers, buddy, if you're listening, put down a tape and give us a call at 646-787-8525. Miss you, buddy.
Really want some cake.
You want it? You want that stuff?
I mean, first for everything.
You're a man now. So what we're going to do, I think, is we're going to take a quick break, give Ernie a chance to call in, or anybody else who's listening, which probably you're all at work, or
that could be it, too.
Yeah, I'm going to tell myself that people are at work and they can't call.
While you're channeling your inner Perry Mason, they're out working.
That's right. But unlike Perry Mason, Perry Mason wasn't in a wheelchair, was he?
No.
No, that was Ironside.
Yeah.
Ironside. TV history. Throwback stuff there on Thursday. Oh, it kind of sucks not being able to talk about, you know, all the issues involved.
Right.
I'd really, really love to.
That's why you better call or check in when we create our closer episode to explain how things went down.
Yeah. Boy, I just don't want to jeopardize anything. But I bet when we come back from break, we'll be slightly more entertaining.
I hope so. Maybe we'll find some patient voodoo cake.
Ernie, give us a call.
Trying to be true to myself impossibly. I may not ever get rich, might wind up taking a ditch. Won't cry and I won't bitch, I won't bow down. I'll never quit, let it pop back and fight. Hardcore till the day I die, just trying to survive. I won't back down or apologize.
Kind of a glimpse of the new bunker.
There it is.
Yeah, we've event with Deco to the bunker, trying to keep it peaceful, classy, upscale. We're in an upscale bunker at this point. As far as bunkers go, this one's not so much on the ground. But
in the air.
We're flying as we speak. We're in Air Force One.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we did wait.
Oh.
Air Force One, that's funny. We gave ample time during the break for callers. We tried to screen them pretty well, but when you've only got one or two callers that call in, screaming was a little, bit of overkill. So we're just going to go straight with the first guy. You want to take this one, Jake?
All right, you're on.
Hello?
Hello?
My honey, is that you? Oh, hello, Jacob Kerr.
It's Ernie.
It is. It's Ernie Chambers. Hello, America. Hello, Jake Davis.
Ernie Chambers, I knew. You couldn't stay away. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, Ernie, good. Ernie, good. How you been, Jake Davis?
Well, Ernie, I've seen better days. But things are looking good. I've recently filed a lawsuit in federal court.
Oh, Ernie, don't file a lawsuit.
Ernie sued God. I remember that. I remember he did sue God.
Yep.
Ernie, you're funny.
Ain't nothing funny about suing God, Jay David. Serious matter.
Well, what happened with that lawsuit? I mean, it's pretty serious. Did they even hear your argument?
Hey, how'd you like that cake, Jay David?
Oh, I see. You're changing the subject, aren't you?
I guess. I think you fucked the law on the wrong one.
Ernie Chambers is a logic, Kern.
Well, Ernie, I'm glad you called in. I'd really love to have you back on the show on a more regular basis. Jacob's going to leave me hanging a little bit. This is more than just one man can handle. So, Ernie, I'm going to invite you back. I'd love to have you back.
We still need an unpaid intern.
Oh, Ernie Chambers don't need money. I sue God. Got to settle out of court just to take a current. Oh, Ernie said too much.
Oh, I understand, Ernie. You can't really disclose those details.
Ernie said too much.
So, Ernie, thanks for the call. I appreciate you listening. I miss you.
Oh, I love you, Jay Davis. Ernie, love you. Jay Kern, I love you too.
I love you too, Ernie.
Oh, that's sweet. Hey, Jacob, before I go, email Ernie. Give me your address. And send me some cake. Bye now.
All right, Ernie.
Ernie's fine now. Bye, America.
Ernie Chambers.
Huh.
All right. Is legislature even in session right now?
I guess not, unless he's on the floor right now.
Ernie's got me on the floor. He's a funny guy. Funny guy. So, Ernie's been said too much. We're dealing details of the settlement with God. He can do that and not be struck down with some bolt of lightning or something. I feel relatively safe in saying that Paranoid Freight lawsuit, I'm not going to name names, individual names, but I think agencies that I think it's safe to say, the Nebraska Family Collaborative, forgot to mention CASA, Darby County, County Attorney's Office, Department of Health and NFC. I will name Vandersloot, just because I like saying it, Vandersloot.
Didn't he get fired?
Come to find out, it's a whole different story.
Oh, do tell.
This is good. This will fill a couple of minutes of radio time.
Yeah.
So, the crooked bastard who went way, way, way beyond the call of duty here in his efforts to ruin my family, destroy me, make sure I went to radio host prison. Whatever else you say about the guy, he's a hard worker. But anyway, I guess his hard work paid off because I did hear that he got fired, which is not exactly true. He's not in the same position he was a year ago. No, in fact, they promoted him. He's now a supervisor, despite sanctions from the Office of Inspector General Child Welfare for the state of Nebraska. Vandersloot, sincere congratulations to you. You really earned it. Remember, That would tip the scales for him with that asshole of the year award that we gave him last time.
Oh, yeah. He probably, their supervisor probably saw that and said, hey, that's a guy we need up on top.
Vandersloot, I think it's safe to say that you have probably won asshole of the year award 3 years right now.
Yeah.
So keep up the good work, buddy.
We'll
see you in court. Yeah, the red carpet or hopefully behind bars where you belong.
We can go find that trophy. We can go make him another one, too.
Ah, sweet. That guy. That guy. I wish I could call him. As dumb as he is, he's never done it. If you're listening, buddy, look, no hard feelings. You know, I know we both had our own agenda and all of this. And fortunately, you don't play by rules. And, I guess it makes me kind of sissy that I play by rules. So,
I mean, the other guy breaks them.
Basically, he went straight to the kick the ball. So, anyway, Vandersloot, not your real name, I understand that, but you know who I'm talking about. Give me a call sometime. Either call the show here at, what's this number, 646-787-8525. You can get that number from Ernie when you see him. Or you can even call me personally at 206-3087 here in Omaha. Well, I'm not currently in Omaha.
I'm from Argentina now.
Air Force One, never needs refueling. But you can still reach me at the same 206-3087. If I don't answer right away, Jeff, please know that I'll get right back to you. I don't know. It wasn't a real exciting update. Like, it's exciting news to me because, you know, take him to court. I'm going to beat him on the same turn I guess they tried to beat us on. And I think the real important thing for me, Jacob, was to be able to come on after the seven people who do listen. Yeah, they're at least, I think it's a little bit of encouragement. Let you know that no matter what they do, no matter how many times Vandersloot kicks you in the ball, no matter how you try to drop Ernie Chambers' name and get some kind of leverage, you know, with the system, and it doesn't work, the fight goes on. And if there's other avenues, and I guess I would say encourage people to not give up. And even, you know, not to get too personal here, but nowadays, you know, I do enjoy a lot of time with my children, and I'm grateful for that. And I think that a lot of people, once the state involvement is done, they have their children back, and that nightmare is over for them, they would do absolutely anything to not invite that kind of bullshit back into their lives. And, so they just let things go. I'm not the kind of person who just let things go. You kick me in the balls, Vandersloot, and I'm going to kick back. Not literally, of course. I'm learning my lesson there. So, just a quick disclaimer. Right. not to be taken literally. So, until I figure out how to work the audio clip and all that stuff, I have to bear with me. Jake Kern, I'm going to get that Archie Jacob thing figured out. And I want you to come back to the show. If anything, I think Lincoln, you know, on the way back from where you're going to be, stop by, pick up Ernie. We have a little reunion show.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, hold on. Is that you, Ernie?
Well, it's me, Jacob. I heard you talking about reunion.
Yeah, I thought it'd be pretty neat. Bring you back, get you in the studio, the bunker. And, welcome Jacob back.
Oh, that'd be great. Ernie's going to start on the movement, right? I'm not tomorrow. Jacob, I just want to tell you again.
Good enough,
Ernie. Ernie, be grateful. I can't pray after you got it. So, anyway, Ernie, check it out. Bye-bye.
Ernie, have a good time there in Lincoln. Doing what you do, being weird. And that's fine. We're done for the day. Next episode to be determined. See you, Jacob.
Later.